Hey, I'm Savin Gavia, and you are now listening to Can a Player Play live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you check out these good fellas at www.facebook.com/playerology. And also, make sure to get your copy of the new book entitled Who Is She and What Is She to You on Amazon or worldmovement.com. Can a Player Play? Oh, pretty Tony. Put in a...
I'm on it as you squeeze me like you need me. It's literal that you're succeeding cause you got my knees weak. I'm ready for whatever, baby, don't tease me. I need it like yesterday, continue as you please me. I'm here to testify you all that I got. Let's make it happen, why wait now, leave it, I'm not, I'm ready.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. This is Bob Patterson, a.k.a. K. Diddy, your host of Can a Player Play. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to jump on the other side of the continent. We bring it in Mr. Ilias Foukas, who's a Greek poet that was born on the other side, the northwestern part of Greece. But anyway, he's going to be joining us today to talk about his poetry, The Testament of a Lesser God, who's been translated to 10 languages, you know, French, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, etc. You know, he's going to be joined to tell us about what's going on in Greek. So sit back, hold on for a moment, you know, till our guest arrive. In the meantime, let us do what we do. You know, anyway, enjoy Luca, and we'll be right back with our guest.
A crazy game when it is. Gonna be in love with me. I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby could end me still in love. Are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, are you gonna be, say you're gonna be? Well, 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 still in love, so in love, still in love with me. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be?
Yeah, the one and only Mr. Luther Vandross. Y'all know who he is. There'll never be another one like him. If you just joined in, this is Lamont Patterson, your host of Counterplayer Play. While we're waiting for our guest to arrive, I was just reading one of his poems, and I said, okay, let me give a shot at this. Maybe you guys understand it, but I'm understanding it. But I thought I would take a shot at doing something else. Maybe, you know, I might be able to recite some poetry one day, even write some poetry one day. But this is Mr. Foucault's poem called Immortality. Let me run through this to y'all. If we two loved each other for one whole day, the next morning, would we awaken with the thought that employing the same dynamism, we'll be able to love all year round? Since we love the whole year round like a clear horizon, would hover before us the idea that in contrast to the paleness of the light of eyes, our love would be always brighter and brighter for the entire century. And if we too could manage, such a miracle, light and guiles as all speeds, or we would race along a thought that we might well love for all the centuries. This final thought, however, would be quite burdensome and severely punished by the gods of Olympus with supreme chains, but giving humanity the secret of happiness and under the weight of her blind may die. Huh. It's kind of heavy, y'all, so I'm waiting for the writer to really break this down so we can understand it. At least so this person can understand it, but I have an idea of what he's speaking of, but I definitely like to hear, because I understand that there's a lot of things going on in Greece that media does not share with us, as, you know, they do in a lot of countries, or should I say around the world. You know, they let us know what they want us to know, basically. And if we never go off our own block, or should I say out of our own neighborhood, we don't venture on a passport to really see what's going on in other parts of the world, then I guess we get what we get and we see what we see. But don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. I'm going to put some little Al Grits on you while we wait for our guests to arrive. And, we appreciate you, and thanks for listening to Kind of Play a Play.
can you stop the rain from falling in my house? Stop the flood, oh, shining. What makes the world go round? And sometimes I have to say,
if you feel that you can rest that they pay to see. But you get that free, baby. But you get the work so out of me. The things that I lost along the way took a whole lot out of me. I had become so blind that I saw.
Yeah, Mr. Bobby Womack, y'all, going out from World Movement Enterprise. It's going out to all the people in the world. There's a lot of people that definitely fit that bill, because a lot of us wouldn't be able to do the things that we do if it wasn't for those people that actually put us first so that we could veer and to reach the heights and the dreams and the goals that we set out for ourselves, you know. And there's nothing we could do out here for ourselves, you know. Know that, people. And definitely don't forget Big Boy Upstairs, because without him, guess what? We wouldn't even have our loved ones. You know, I knew we should have sent our own jet to pick up our guest, because if we would have flown him here, I guess he would have been here. You know what I'm saying? So you know, maybe his plane got hung up in the traffic or something, you know what I'm saying? So we don't know what's happening in the friendly skies. You know, he might be in a traffic jam or a stoplight shit. He might even pull over, you know, get some Taco Bell. But at any rate, you know, he's not here yet, so, you know, we don't continue to do what we do here on Kind of Play a Play. So, you know, sit back, don't go nowhere, you know, and at least let us bless your eardrums till our guests could hear, you know, and then, you know, hey, guys, you know, once he gets to dropping that poetry, you know, women like poetry. Once he gets to dropping that poetry and, you know, and do it in that, like, smooth voice, y'all might pick up something, you know what I'm saying? And you might be able to get a home-cooked dinner, you know, you might not have to eat no sardines tonight.
Girl, and while you're eating your breakfast, girl, I'm gonna run your bath water, make it hot
and rub it like you like it, girl. And when you get dressed, girl, oh, we gonna go for a walk, and we gonna go down to the park and have lunch, oh, girl, just like we did when we first met. Oh, we gonna come home and watch a movie, oh, girl, eat some popcorn, light a fire.